Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I am Carol Howell, your host, and I'm very glad you're here. As always, I do not take you for granted. I want you to know that. In fact, if you need to talk with me, I'm willing to spend my time trying to help you through this caregiving journey that you're on, and I don't charge anything. You can email me, carol@letstalkdementia.org. Tell me what's going on. Include your phone number, and if you like, I'll call you back or I can email you back. I just want to be a blessing in your world. Today, I'm calling this show, It's All About Them. That is a different way of looking at life. I think we grow up as survivalists. You know, we do whatever we need to do to make life good for us. And I guess that has its time and place. Caregiving is not that time and place. We do have to take care of ourselves. And I tell you all the time, you got to find that rock and go sit on it and relax and let out your anxieties and your stresses. You got to eat right. You got to exercise and all that good stuff. But the caregiving journey that is successful is really about that person. In the wonderful book called Let's Talk Dementia, authored by someone called Carol Howell, that's a number one bestseller on Amazon. Yeah, that's a good book. There is a chapter titled, It's All About Them. Thought I would read you a little bit from that. The relationship is what counts, not the outcome. That's a phrase I learned from Tipa Snow. I've repeated that phrase to clients and to myself many times. It is a phrase that is appropriate whether we are living with dementia, caregiving for someone with dementia, or just dealing with the human race. Relationship is the most important part of our life. I believe the ultimate relationship begins and ends with Jesus Christ. All the relationships in the middle are gifts from Him, and we are to cherish and honor those gifts. There are times when working with a person with dementia, you become aware the words being said are inaccurate, untruthful, or even hurtful. Correcting the person is not the approach needed. In the grand scheme of things, what they are saying just doesn't matter. Remind yourself of this. They are speaking from a brain that is severely damaged. You are listening from a brain that is healthy. So which brain should do the giving in this situation? It is often difficult to answer the same question repeatedly, but it is more difficult for them to realize they never seem to have answers to life's questions. Try to look at life from the perspective from which your loved one is living. It will help you see things differently. That's just part of that chapter, but I really liked it, and I was going through my book yesterday, and I thought I should talk to you guys about this. You know, I think so many times we have a point we're going to make when we're talking with our husband. This was me last night with my husband. I had a point. I wanted to make my point. I wanted him to get my point, and I wanted to know he got my point. Wasn't working real well for me, but I was trying. You cannot do that in your dementia caregiving journey for lots of reasons. See, with dementia, we're probably not able to comprehend what it is you're trying to tell us. We may agree with you totally just to get you to shut up, but it's not accomplishing what you wanted. Or else we're going to argue with you. And really, is there ever a time that arguing with someone is productive? Do you come out the other side of that argument going, well, really glad I spent my time getting all worked up about that because I won? That generally doesn't happen. So don't argue. It doesn't do anything. Well, yeah, it does lots, but it doesn't do anything good. I mean, it'll make you tense and your blood pressure will go up and your heart rate goes up and your headache starts throbbing and, you know, all the things that we don't want. So we're not going to argue with them. We're going to accept them in the time and place, time and space that they are in. You may be living in 2021. They may be living in 1954. And you need to be aware of that. And you need to talk with them about 1954, not about 2021. And they don't need to hear about COVID. Oh, no, they do not. Don't talk to them about that. Talk to them about, Frank Sinatra or whoever was president then. I'm not real good on history, so I'd have to look that one up. but you want to approach them where they are, what time and space, how old they think they are. I tell the story in my book about Sarah, and Sarah had several stories that I totally fell for. She was married to the chief of police in a nearby town. She told me that story repeatedly, so I figured it was true. Well, honey, Sarah was never, ever married. I found this out much later, but she believed that story. So don't you know, I always talked to her about her husband, even after I found out she didn't have one. It was okay. I entered her story. After that, probably about a month or more later, I went to her memory care community, and there sat Sarah holding hands with this man whom she introduced as her husband. He was another resident, and that day he was her husband. That's okay, too. We go with the story. We find out about their life. Where did they work? What did they do? We entered their world. It's all about them, and that's what I want you to think about as you're in your caregiving journey. What can you do to enter the conversation, not to bring them to your conversation. They're not interested in what you got to say anyway. You know, there's nothing I would rather talk about than myself, because I know myself real well. I can carry on that conversation all day. I love talking about dementia. I know, I understand. I got a lot I can say about it, as if you guys didn't know that. I'd rather do that probably than hear you talk, because you're probably just going to get on my nerves. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It's just the way it is. And you know this is true about yourself too. And our folks with dementia, they like to talk about themselves. And they would rather hear their stories than your stories. So spend some time bringing them into the conversation, asking them about their past, where they went to school. Tell me about your mama. Tell me about your daddy. What was your favorite food growing up? Did you have a high school sweetheart? Did you go to the prom? What was your favorite movie when you were growing up? Did you enjoy Frank Sinatra's music? See, I like Frank Sinatra, in case you guys haven't figured that out. I mention him quite often. But talk to them about things that they are going to be able to relate to. It's all about them, guys. Yeah, it sure is. The events of life are not so important. The moments are essential. It's all about relationships. Capture the moments. Live for the moments, not the events. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919, or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.